We welcome you inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles quarterback Matt Barkley. We welcome you into our spacious abode here.
I love it.
How's life as a Philadelphia Eagle?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love being part of this community, this franchise. I mean, these teammates and coaches are the best I've been a part of. And I've yet to really dive into the city to see what it all has to open, but I'm looking forward to once I get some free time to really explore it.
You know, I don't know you, Matt, but you seem to be so unfazed by the whole experience. Is that an accurate case, or are you like the on the surface cool, calm, and collected, and then underneath flapping the?
No. What you see is what you get, and I think naturally as a quarterback, you learn to be composed and you learn to take everything in stride and to handle your emotions in an appropriate way. And so it probably just stems from my history of playing this game for so long and kind of knowing how to handle it professionally.
How old were you when you signed your first autograph?
First autograph was probably in high school, my sophomore, junior year.
Did you practice it after that?
Let's just say it's changed a lot since then.
First interview, how old were you when you did that?
Probably around the same time. Okay. I think my sophomore year of high school, I did a TV interview.
So all of that preparation through high school, going to USC, being a starter for 4 years, has certainly paid off handling everything around you, which can be overwhelming to some guys.
Yeah, and a lot of it I've learned just through experience. And some things were not so great that I learned how to tweak or how to answer certain questions or how to, you know, show myself to the media. And I never... You know, playing football, you probably read that I've always been a starter.
Yep.
And so I never really had someone to look up to as to how it's supposed to be done. And so my parents have helped a lot just in terms of kind of being, I guess, a PR director for me and making me practice in front of the mirror and ask questions to myself, always be thinking about what you might be talking about.
You are, I mean, in a sense, Matt, right now, you're one of the guys. I mean, you're competing for a roster spot. You're competing for play. What's that experience like, having been, you know, the star guy for your whole life?
It's been a while since that's the mentality of the team. And I like to picture myself as always competing with myself to try to make myself a better quarterback. Mm-hmm. But now you add the fact that there are other players competing for that same position and trying to take your starting job. And so I think it just elevates everyone in the quarterback room here with the Eagles to play better and to challenge each other to make better plays and to try to outdo each other.
Is everyone helping each other in this sense?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it comes down to it, everyone's out for themselves. I mean, that's the nature of human and it's the nature of sports. And at the same time, we are helping each other with it's a new offense to us all. So, I mean, Dennis is kind of used to it just in terms of the footwork and how to handle, the run schemes and certain checks on each play. But besides that, we're all kind of collaborating in terms of how we progress with this offense.
How are you producing, Matt? How do you feel like you're on a day-to-day basis? And I know they grade every nuance of the game. How do you think you're doing?
I feel like I'm getting better. And you always, you know, even when you do make a mistake, it's how many times can you eliminate that reoccurring. You know, you want to make that mistake, but you learn from it, and then you realize you don't make that again. So when it comes around the next time, you improve on that. And I think I've been doing that. I mean, inevitably there are going to be times when there's new things that you see, and it's a new offense, it's a new read, something you're not used to, so you do make a mistake, but you try to eliminate those as much as possible.
In a sense, the way they ask you to throw the football, release point footwork, is it a lot different than what you've experienced?
Not really. I mean, most of the run game is pretty different, but all the concepts are similar. It's the whole philosophy is really the same, and I think just establishing a different rhythm with your drop is what's been the most challenging. And I mean, throwing the ball on timing routes and whatnot, it's all the same. So you just have to almost retrain your mind in certain areas.
You've had a fascinating journey to get here, and I know there's many more steps to go through before you become what you know you will become. I grew up loving USC. So many people did. I would like to ask you this question because I'm a little jock sniffing here, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. What was it like being USC quarterback for 4 years? I mean, that's such a glamorous position.
It really was a dream come true, and it's what I wanted to do when I was a little kid. And
yeah.
I think there's even video of me saying I wanted to play there when I was 5 years old or whatnot. And so to actually live that out and to play football there, and you know, in front of my hometown or whatnot, it was special. And with the talent we had and the games we won and whatnot, my journey was maybe not the typical USC quarterback journey, but what I learned along the way, I think, set me up to do very well, you know, in the NFL and in Philadelphia.
Do you walk through the hallways when you get there and see there's Anthony Davis and there's John Robinson and there's the national championship trophy and all that stuff? Is it a
trophies?
This
is,
yeah,
the history is really unbelievable. Yeah. And when you look at the past players who have played there and the precedent that they set, knowing you're stepping into their shoes, it's a humbling feeling knowing you're representing them and the tradition and history of, I mean, across the board, offense and defense, almost every single position, Hall of Famers, NFL greats, let alone the college level. So,
do you have a room of clippings that your parents have kept through the years, or trophies that you've earned, or moments that you will cherish forever in your house?
No,
anywhere?
There's not a room. There's one little, just almost like a tiny bookshelf that it's just pretty much a place for storage.
Really?
Not in any way a,
well, you're not nostalgic. You're not a nostalgic guy. I guess you can't be. You're only 22 years
no,
old.
No, I don't like it. And my parents, you know, they'll support me in everything, but they don't glorify it.
Yeah.
And they don't.
That's cool.
They don't let me glorify it.
Well,
as
that's why you've kept such a feet to the ground kind
probably
of mentality. Yeah. Let's when you're not here, Matt, we see you every day. You're working hard. What are you doing when you're away from the NovaCare complex?
Driving to the airport to stay at the Marriott Hotel.
So, it's a glamorous life, right?
Yeah, I've looked a little around for places to live, so I've gotten to see some parts of the city, but not a whole lot. I'm pretty much here 14 hours a day. So,
do you have a timeline of where you want to be in your career?
I have goals. Mm-hmm. I definitely have goals, and there's still a lot of unknowns as to what's going to happen, even, you know, this summer or this fall. So I'm, you know, my short term goals, I think, are the most important. But ultimately, you want to be a long-term professional athlete in the NFL. Yeah.
And the day we talked, you were kind enough to join us on the air the day of the draft, and you were very energized by the idea of joining this offense and joining this organization. Mm-hmm. Has it lived up to the expectation?
Absolutely.
Good.
And everything Coach Kelly's been doing, I mean, we just had a meeting with a man who's worked with the military in choosing and selecting special operations soldiers and personnel. And so he goes through the whole process of selecting their mental capacity, their mental toughness, their decision-making. And I didn't realize he was actually in my meeting that I had with the staff in Indianapolis at the combine.
Oh, so they snuck it in.
And so then on top of all of the strength and conditioning, some of it's unconventional, but it seems to be working, and all the sleep aspects that he focuses on, the nutrition, the hydration, it's across the board. It seems like he's really trying to maximize, you know, all his athletes.
Are you a better quarterback now than you've ever been in your life?
I think so, but I think knowledge really allows you to play fast as a quarterback and to play at a high level. And I don't think I've reached the point at all where I can make decisions like that, because this offense is so new and there's so much to it, that's a process that will come.
Okay.
And by September 9th, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, you'll get it down that? You think mentally you will have it all down where it's just go see
it? I think I'll be able to run it smoothly.
Cool.
And I always think you'll be progressing. I think you always should be progressing. But come that time, I think you should be able to.
Who's the best quarterback you've ever studied, if in fact you've studied quarterbacks?
Yeah, I love it's kind of a throw up, I think, between Peyton, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees.
Okay.
And they all have their different strengths, all have similar but different offenses even that they run. But I love watching them, just how they move in the pocket, how their feet are always ready to go. You can always learn something when you watch them.
Great. Hey, man, thanks.
Thanks
nice
much.
To meet you. Matt, we look forward to
appreciate it.
To know you more and more as the days go by here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt Barkley in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.